Charlotte is known for its trees. Its tree canopy covers about 47% of the city, and Don McSween has been a big part of growing it. For 33 years, he was in charge of maintaining and protecting the canopy as city arborist. He just retired, and on his last day on the job, McSween invited us to go with him to one of his favorite tree spots in Charlotte, the line of oaks that hover over Tryon uptown. McSween got involved with the massive project early on.
Their initial plan just showed a 5-foot hole in the sidewalk with an oak in it. And I said to him, well, if you want those trees to be dying in 5 years, then just give me the money to replace them, because that's not enough soil for these trees to stay alive.
He had another idea, putting soil and water under the sidewalks around the trees.
These trees would never have reached this size if they didn't have a place for the roots to grow.
McSween looks at the mature oaks flanking Tryon the way a proud parent might look at one of its grown children.
I'm very proud of these. These trees were planted. They were 3 to 3.5 inches in diameter. Now they're approaching 24 inches in diameter.
His passion for trees began as a kid growing up in Richmond, Virginia.
I remember one day, I was probably 11 or 12 years old, I heard this high buzzing sound coming from down the street, and I wondered what it was. And so I walked on down there, and they were taking down this large old oak. I'm sure it was for a legitimate reason. It had root rot or had died or something along that line. But this company was taking it down and taking the limbs and just throwing them into a chipper and blowing it in the back of the truck. And so I just thought that was such a shame to take something that beautiful, have to remove it. And so that was kind of the seed of wanting to protect and grow trees in an urban environment to make it a more livable place for all the people.
That's quite a calling for, you said you were 11?
Yes.
Some of us know early on.
I didn't know what a city arborist was back then, but I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to work with trees and try to preserve and protect them in a city somewhere.
McSween says as city arborist, he spent a lot of time working with other departments whose projects had to work around trees on city property. He also answered citizen questions, especially about cankerworms, and he monitored the weather, making sure his team was ready when a storm came through. McSween says he kept tabs on any weak trees that would be susceptible to wind or ice and routinely checked the health of other trees the way a doctor would you or me.
The drawback is the tree can't talk to you. So you, first of all, you take a long view of it. The leaves, what do the leaves look like? Are they dark green? Are they thick and healthy? You look for any signs of cavities, squirrel holes, or things like that in the top of the tree, which indicates heart rot. You look for big mushrooms right around the base of the tree, which is an indicator of root rot. And I always take a hammer and knock on the root flare and the trunk just to see how it sounds. If it sounds solid, then we're good. If it sounds hollow like a tabletop, then, you know, there's trouble there.
McSween says the biggest threat to Charlotte's trees is not their health, but people. He's happy, though, with the regulations in place to protect the canopy. Developers must keep a certain number of trees depending on how a property is zoned, or else pay a fine. If they do opt to pay the fine, that money goes toward replacing the trees that are lost. McSween says the biggest asset Charlotte trees have is residents.
The community itself of Charlotte, the citizens of Charlotte, are so enamored with their trees and the tree canopy that they would rise up if anyone ever tried to change the tree ordinance or decrease it.
City leaders want Charlotte's tree canopy to reach 50% coverage by the year 2050. After more than 3 decades on the job, McSween says he's confident he's leaving with the city in a good point to get there, and also feeling he accomplished everything he set out to.
It's gratifying to ride through a neighborhood that I planted in trees 30 years ago and see now you have a canopy of medium-sized trees that are closing over the road. You know, one day that street will look very much like Queens Road. Yeah, it's very gratifying.
Now he says he'll spend his days at his home in Mint Hill enjoying the many trees on his property he planted himself.